now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Good morning, Tucson. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are so excited. We have a film show today.
Big show, big show.
You know, Tucson at one point was known, and hopefully still is in the future, was known as the place to come to film movies.
Yes. Tucson was known and will be known in the future.
And still is known.
Filming movies in Tucson is a big thing. I mean, when we were growing up, you'd walk around in Tucson and you'd run into people like Kevin Costner or...
Well, Lee Marvin, John Wayne, Dean Martin, you know, all those
guys. All kinds of people used to live here because they did their work in Southern Arizona. And, you know, and things have changed over the years, but we're trying to get back there. So today on our show, we've got two fabulous guests, and we're going to talk about how it used to be in Tucson with films and TV shows and commercials and stuff. Sure. And where it's going in the future. So stick around. It's Fred and Jeff Show, all the great things about Tucson and Southern Arizona. Remember, please support our sponsors because they make it possible for us to do the show. And... if you miss any part of the show or you want to send a podcast to your friends after you listen to it because you're so impressed with how good we are, you can go to fredandjeff.com.
We'll see you on this side of the break.
Stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona.
Dave Fitzsimmons, cartoonist here. I figured since you can buy politicians so easily these days, why not rent an entire party? So I contacted Arizona Party Rental, and they said, that's not what we do. Well, guess what I found out? I found out they rent everything you need to throw a party. You know, I'm the kind of guy who likes getting married so often, it's good to know. Planning a party or a special event? Check him out at ArizonaPartyRental.net. Now, every time I get married, I call on Arizona Party Rental. If you're like me and you say I do more often than Larry King, call on Arizona Party Rental. And unlike Uncle Sam, they understand what a tight budget means.
Thanks a lot, David. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Do what Fitzsimmons does. Draw your own conclusions. Visit Arizona Party Rental today on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045, 5starTermite.com.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And with us in the studio is one of Tucson's icons, Jim Ferguson. How you doing, Jim?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks a lot. I really do appreciate being here, Fred and Jeff. It's an honor.
Well, thanks.
Well, we're happy we caught you, and we're happy you're here. Now, you know, we grew up, obviously, here in Tucson, and you had all sorts of programs. I mean, you did, like, the late-night movies. You were doing interviews all the time. Give us a little sense of your history here in Tucson.
Well, back in the day, that's what they like to say. I did a talk show that ran 11 years right here at Kagon, And, yeah, I was fortunate enough to be able to do a talk show where I had a variety of guests on every once a week for an hour and a half sometimes. And in those days, as you were just saying, there were a lot of films here. And, you know, we were located over on South 6 at that time off of Grant Road. And most of the stars stayed at the hotels on Miracle Mile. So they were close to the studio. And I was very fortunate to get people like Bob Hope and William Holden. So many of the big stars would come right from the hotel to K-Gun.
Was there K-Gun, a bar at K-Gun?
You know? No.
I mean, to get some of those guys down there, didn't you have to entice them with a cocktail or two?
That was after, you know. But that was very successful, and I enjoyed that run for a long time, yeah.
So how did you get into this industry? How did you get into the entertainment interview industry? Because Fred, I've watched you for years.
The short version, I was coaching basketball at Pueblo High School, and I was doing radio sports for KOLD, I believe, and I would do commentary of the high school football games and things like that. And my spare time, I'd go out to Old Tucson in the summers and work as an extra in films. And there was a gentleman that was working out there by the name of Larry Schnebley, who was a salesman at K-Gun.
Yeah, we know Larry.
Larry. And sure. He asked me if I ever thought of doing a talk show. And because I was working in Monty Walsh, an old Lee Marvin movie, Western.
That's a great movie, yeah.
Yeah. And so I auditioned to do a talk show. It was something I kind of in the back of my mind I wanted to do anyway. In fact, it may have been my idea. I don't remember. But it was awful. My first audition, you know, and then about 6-7 months later, they were able to get some. They sold it, and that's the beginning. And my very first show, I'll never forget it. I started off not too bad with a young up and coming country western singer by the name of Glenn Campbell.
Wow.
And we had Jerry Reed, Glenn Campbell. We had the president, John Schaefer, from the University of Arizona. See, I had a variety of different type of guests. I had one of the Cleveland Indian ball players. And in those days, it started off as Tucson at Random. And eventually, about a year later, we changed it to the Jim Ferguson Show.
Yeah. I remember growing up watching the Jim Ferguson show.
Yeah, it was every Saturday or Sunday night, right after the news.
Absolutely.
And once a month we did a live show. That was fun because we'd go to 3 o'clock in the morning. And we had an audience there with the Mickey Greco Trio, food coming in all the time, and you know the mayor walking in, Mo Udall. anybody that wanted to come on, open mic, you know, and that was wild.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. So how did you get involved? Apparently that got you involved in helping films come to Tucson. So if you're in the ear of guys like Bob Hope, you're saying, gosh, Tucson's a great place. Keep coming and making films here because...
Exactly. And that really helped. There was a TV series called Petrocelli.
Oh, we remember Petrocelli.
You remember that. And, of course... Barry Newman played Petrocelli, and I used to have him on every week or so, you know,
because
he would bring the guest stars over to do the show. But Shelley probably knows this the history better than I do. But
and you're referring to our the guest
Shelley, part of Shelley Hall, right?
Yeah.
In those days, I was appointed by the mayor Lou Murphy to the film committee, The mayor and the city councilman appointed three members to that committee. And I was one of the three members that the mayor appointed. And it was basically because of my influence in Hollywood somewhat, you know. And it was a 21-people committee. You know, we met, once a week. And
21 people together once a week?
Right, and we all had different areas of expertise in the film industry.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah. And I remember I was in Hollywood interviewing Jane Alexander for a film that she did, an old actress. And lo and behold, she called Bob Sheldon from Old Tucson, and she did Calamity Jane because I was talking about Tucson with her. So, you know, I feel that I contributed at least to one movie.
Well, that's great. That's awesome. Yeah. So how long were you on this commission?
That committee, probably 8-9 years, something like that.
And you saw a lot of big productions come to town.
A lot of big productions. And we had some heavy hitters, you know, Bob Shelton, who then was the president of Old Tucson, Arthur Lowe Jr., who's, you know, family, the Lowe family, and he was very active in our group, you know, and we had a very active, vibrant group that I'm sure Shelley would love to have today.
Yeah. That's great. Do you remember any of the numbers, the economic impact? Did they capture those numbers back then?
Well, they did, but, you know, it's been too long ago. I wasn't really involved in all that. Bob Sheldon could tell you that.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have to ask him that sometime.
Yeah, he's been on the show before. We had some great stories about all the shenanigans that went on down at Old Tucson.
Yeah, with John Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Well, on and off the set.
Right.
I can remember as an extra, after you were done for the day, you'd go to a local pub or something with a lot of the stars, with Lee Marvin. John Wayne was before me. I came after John. But they'd sit around and talk and tell, funny stories about the film industry. Yeah,
that's awesome. That's awesome. We're excited that that's going to start happening again in Tucson.
I hope so.
I remember once going down to El Charro downtown, and they were filming Tin Cup in Tucson. Mm-hmm. And standing there in the bar was Kevin Costner and Cheech Martin, and they're just standing there having a cocktail, picking up girls. It was, we're like, look at those, that can't be those guys. Well, sure was. I mean, that just adds more to Tucson being a cool place when every whipstitch you see these big Hollywood stars kind of floating around acting like an everyday person.
Oh, those were the fun days. And of course, Shelley can talk to you a lot more about the reason for the change, why it's not like that now. Of course, the death of the Western. I mean, that's got to be right at the top of the list. And then the influence that they made in Canada. Canada really hurt Tucson and many movie locations around the country because they offered such great deals. And they still do. Am I right, Shelley? I think so. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So Canada really hurt filming in America. Yeah.
Well, it's nice that it's kind of on a comeback trail.
I hope so.
And
I hope so.
So, and we're going to talk a lot more about that in the second part of the show.
Now Jim, you have you're still in the air.
Yeah,
still have a program.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what you're doing right now.
Okay, I'm on the Morning Blend. I do the every Tuesday we do DVDs, and every Friday we do current movies, and I do a review and I do interviews with the stars of those movies. Like this Friday, we have Queen Latifah and Dolly Parton from Joyful Noise. I think next week it's Underworld with Kate Beckinsale. So, and of course I do all these in L.A. But can I get a plug in for something?
Absolutely.
I'm on the board of directors for the Broadcast Film Critics Association. We're the largest critics group in America and Canada. Our big event is tomorrow night at the Palladium in Hollywood to be seen on VH1. We have every star you see at the Oscars. We have a red carpet, which begins at 6 p.m. Tucson time. The red carpet's at 5, the show's at 6. But this is a preview to the Oscars, because usually the ones we pick are the same ones they pick at the Oscars.
Really? I've always read that the Golden Globes are a real good precursor for the Oscars.
No, we're a precursor to the Golden Globes.
Wow.
So we're Thursday night, the Globes are Sunday, and we're catching. The Golden Globes are a little bit worried about us. We're getting there.
Good for you.
We're catching up, but it's a year-round job. It's a hard job. There's only 5 of us on the board to put this together every year.
What's the name of your award again?
The BFCA, the Broadcast Film Critics Association.
All right.
And it's this Thursday, tomorrow night.
Okay.
On VH1. I hope you'll tune in and watch. It's going to be a great show.
Great. That's great. All right. What else you got, Fred? and we just need to tell our listeners, you were on your way out of the studio when we were downstairs waiting to come in.
You grabbed me.
And we grabbed you after you'd done your stuff for the Morning Blend. And you were nice enough to come in and spend a couple of minutes with us because we know you got to take off.
It was my pleasure. Enjoyed being here.
We really appreciate it. We'd love to have you come back and tell us more great stories about the folks that you've interviewed. And congratulations to your son for being a new member of the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame.
Right, right.
That's fantastic.
That's Jim Ferguson Jr.
Yeah.
Coach at Santa Rita High School, did a great job.
Well, he's in the Hall of Fame. He did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, I would think so.
So congratulations to
that.
But
it's my pleasure to be here. And, I'm on every Tuesday and Friday right here in KGUN.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jim. We're going to have a little transition. We're going to bring on Shelley Hall now. Shelley, Jim was referring to Shelley several times when we were talking to him. Shelley's the director of the Tucson Film Office, which back in the beginning of the 2000s, I think about 2002, 2003, it was actually a department within the city of Tucson, or a sub-department of economic development, and then it moved over to the Metropolitan Tucson Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Exactly.
Which I think is probably a little bit more appropriate because you're selling Tucson.
We're all marketing Tucson as a location for tourism, for sports, for Mexican visitors, and
absolutely.
I'm doing
any
it for
visitor,
film.
Right?
Any visitors.
Yeah, I'm kind of teasing you, but it's not, we love it when the folks from Mexico come here and you know, enjoy the Southwest, but we also love it when Canadians and Germans and anybody else, we want them all to come to Tucson.
Absolutely.
And enjoy.
So we market internationally as well.
Shelley, welcome to the big show.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Now, give us a little sense of history because, Jim had talked about the original Tucson Film Commission.
Right.
And you actually came in, I think, towards the end of that existence when it sort of was transitioning into the Tucson Film Office.
What I know, because I did go to the University of Arizona and graduated in the early 80s, and then I left Tucson and was in Southern California, so I missed that part of it, but I did hear about, you know, all the great movies that were being filmed in Tucson and later on
Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I was going to the U of A, that was the big movie there.
Everybody wanted it. I think everybody in town pretty much got a cameo in that thing.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. You watch that movie, you see a bunch of people that you're like, I know that guy. I remember him. Yeah, Revenge of the Nerds. That was good. But so you missed all that.
So I missed that, but I heard about it, and when... What I've heard from the legacy, that film commission did so much with Bob Shelton at the head of it to bring film here and keep it going. And that morphed into an office, a Tucson film office, I believe, that was under the jurisdiction of the city with Tom Hildebrand. And he was there for about 20 years. And I think he worked with that commission through the years on and off, too. And then when he retired about 14 years ago, that's when I came on board with the city's Office of Economic Development. And by then, what Jim was referring to had started, earlier than that, films had started migrating to Canada. Hollywood had gone up there because Canada started offering all these incentives to film there. 30% back on everything you spend from the province or state.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me interject something real quick. A question.
Sure.
Because you've mentioned two things, and some of our listeners might not be familiar with them.
Oh, okay.
So I'm good at interrupting our guests.
All right.
But the first thing that we've mentioned multiple times, first gentleman we've mentioned multiple times, is Bob Shelton.
That's right.
Maybe some of our folks don't know who he is.
Well...
So, go ahead, sure.
Well, what I know is that Bob, I think, owned Old Tucson.
He started Old Tucson.
In the very beginning.
Through sheer will.
That's right. He created that place, got lucky, got the John Wayne crews to come out there and started that whole cowboy movie, the Western that Mr. Ferguson was talking about out there. And he became a major player in Hollywood and at the same time would bring Tucson right along with him. You know, to get folks to come to Tucson to do their productions.
I believe Tucson was the Western location
for a time. It was.
And,
you had High Chaparral. You had John Wayne.
Well, except for those, a couple spaghetti westerns, but
yeah, but
yeah,
still,
there were a couple of those.
They'd go to Italy once in a while, right, Fred?
Yeah, I gotta go to Italy.
Yeah. So, and then the erosion started to happen in towns here because Canada did what? And the reason I ask that is, most people don't know that when these folks from Hollywood or wherever they're making movies, they send folks out to check out sites.
Locations.
Exactly.
Locations.
Location scouts, they call them.
Okay, and those folks do what?
They take a script and break it down and talk to the director and producer and find out what it is exactly they're looking for, what kind of look, etc. That's when I first started, a lot of decisions were made based on location. But more and more, because of it, they became financial decisions. Where is the least expensive place for us to film?
And in Tucson, our claim to fame was, this is the look that your film needs to be successful. But then the Canadians came in and said, wait a second,
we have that look.
And we'll give you a discount. Right. We'll give you money back.
Right.
And they started that in the 80s, maybe.
In the late 80s.
Late 80s.
My father was in advertising, and they were making commercials in the 80s up in Canada because of the incentives there.
And little by little, that's where everybody went.
Everybody started going there. So Tucson is still known for old Tucson. When I do a trade show in Los Angeles or I go to a film festival where people who have been around a while, when we meet, they say, oh, how's old Tucson? And they start telling me their great experiences on the television show Young Guns that was done there and on Three Amigos. And oh, and I mean, it's fun to hear the stories and the memories. And so what we try to market now, though, is that we're not just a Western town. We also, if you're a baby boomer, you may remember the film Oklahoma. That was filmed about 35, 40 miles from here in Sonora, Patagonia area. It has that golden grassland look. And that's a very popular location with filmmakers I've worked with. We market ourselves as Mexico. More and more films deal with border issues and want that Mexican look. And so we can be Tucson, Mexico, too, especially Barrio Viejo. We market Mount Lemmon, the forests up there in the snow, 30 miles from where I'm sitting right now, we can be in snow. So we market the diversity.
Well, that's got to be, that's awesome.
That's awesome. We have that going for us more, and we also have the proximity to Los Angeles going for us. I mean, we're only an hour and a half away. But that doesn't compete with the old dollar.
Yeah, the dollar.
Yeah.
And so that's where a lot of the money has gone away.
Right.
So who are you seeing come into Tucson? And I know we're going to talk a lot about some of the success stories on the second part of the show, like Goats,
uh-huh,
and some of the TV stuff that's getting ready to happen in Tucson. But how are these? Why are these folks coming back?
Well, the feature films that have shot here during my tenure, like Traffic or Away We Go or Three Kings, they came for
Three Kings, the movie with
they filmed
George Clooney,
yes,
and Mark Wahlberg. That was
so
filmed?
We were the Middle East.
No kidding.
It actually was on Sacaton Mine, but we worked on it quite a bit and we helped them find Sacaton Mine to use as a location. But that the entire movie, except for about 4 days that they shot in California on the sand dunes, was shot at Sacaton Mine. And they built sets that looked like Middle Eastern village, and they pulled it off.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
And I want you to answer your question, and we've got about a minute left before we have to take a hard break at the bottom of the hour. But how do you do that? How do you entice somebody to come to Tucson and have to create everything like a village like that? Your relationships must be so good with some of these folks.
Well, I do have very good relationships. The business is built on relationships.
Sure.
So, but they do know, too. You know, I mean, with the World Wide Web, it's easy to search our website for location photos. We market ourselves as, like I said, Middle Eastern locations, Mexican locations. So they can find that even without talking to me.
Wow, the power of the web.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, great. Well, listen, we have to take a break in 20 seconds. So once again, we want to let people know you want to listen to show or past shows for Fred and Jeff, go to fredandjeff.com. In a little while, we're going to be giving some prizes away. And so stick around, and we will see you in about 2.5 minutes.
Already fallen to Earth. Russia's defense ministry says debris from the Phobos grunt has fallen into the Pacific Ocean. It was expected the spacecraft and its 11 tons of highly poisonous fuel would crash back to Earth today. U.S. officials in Rome say two Americans are among the 15 unaccounted for after the capsizing of the cruise ship Costa Concordia. The known death toll is five. The ship's captain, who says nautical charts didn't display the rocks he hit, is being detained by police. The Russian tanker Renda has closed within a half mile of Nome, Alaska. It's going to offload more than 1 million gallons of badly needed diesel and gasoline. Kip Wadlow of the U.S. Coast Guard says they have to wait for the ice surrounding the Renda to refreeze before dragging its mile-long hose to shore.
This is an ongoing process still. Our primary concern is for the safety of the people who are going to be out on the ice.
They hope to accomplish this today. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Good Sunday morning to you. I'm KCON meteorologist Aaron Brackett. Partly cloudy skies will be the rule for today. Maybe a sprinkle, but the best chance of that will remain off to the east of Tucson. You're going to notice the cooler temperatures, though. 63 degrees for tonight. Yeah, just a couple degrees away from freezing. We'll call it 35. And a cool start to the week. Mostly sunny skies on your Monday. High of 61. For 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM, I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway in Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeff.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It's a beautiful Sunday here in the Old Pueblo.
Yeah, and we want to thank Jim Ferguson for being on the show. It was great. We were walking into the studio today. He was walking out. We said, Jim, we're talking about film today. Come and join us.
And he was gracious enough to do it.
And he was gracious enough to do it. So, you know, usually the stuff we do at the beginning of the show, we're doing now, like, you know, giving stuff away.
Right. He was on a time frame.
He's a time frame. So there's a couple of announcements we need to make. Tucson Roller Derby has a bout next weekend, next Saturday, the 21st.
Fred, who were we just with the other day that was telling us how much they love roller derby? Who was it? Remember we were having lunch at the Monkey Burger a week ago, and they came in and said, oh, man, I love your show because you give away roller derby tickets, and I love the roller derby. And he couldn't remember the name of the furious truck stop waitresses. Who was that?
Oh, who was? You're
who
right.
was that?
He was like, they were the angry truck stop somebody.
Yeah, the angry truck stop women or something. He was cracking us up. I can't remember who that was, darn it.
No, but it's the furious truck stop waitresses.
Right, that's it. Okay.
And speaking of which, they will be playing. They're in the first bout against the Copper Queens this Saturday. On the 21st at Bookman Event Center, which is at 5120 South Julian Drive. It's a doubleheader. The second bout is the Vice Squad versus the Arizona Roller Derby Bad News Beaters. So another Phoenix team that the Vice Squad is going to have to take out in spades. So we have bunches of tickets to give away for the bout this coming Saturday. If you send us an email at fred@fredandjeff.com, we'll set you up with some tickets for Tucson Roller Derby Saturday the 21st. Doors open at 5, game first bout starts at 6, and it'll be a blast. And Jeff is just like looking at me.
No, so, but we got one other thing. Oh, yeah, that's about goats.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
exactly.
We're going to take a super quick break and then come back?
Yeah, so I don't know what you're waiting for.
I'm waiting to let everybody know that we got one last break, folks, and we'll be right back. So stick around on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com. Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
I'm Jim Ronstadt. Over 100 years ago, my grandfather established Ronstadt Hardware in the heart of the Old Pueblo. The Ronstadts were a pioneer family during the growth of a fledgling city, and his store was founded on hard work, craftsmanship, and good service.
This is Jeff Ronstadt, and I am proud to carry on the family tradition with my dad at Ronstadt Insurance. In these trying economic times, you may have many questions about your health care and what's on the horizon. You may be asking questions like, how do I enroll in a Medicare plan and how much will it cost? Are my prescription drugs covered? And what will my out-of-pocket cost be?
If you are confused about Medicare, call us at 721-4848 and we will help you make a confident decision about your Medicare benefits. We are insurance agents licensed by the state of Arizona and we would be honored to assist you.
That's Ronstadt Insurance. Call us at 721-4848. We are pioneers in good service.
Are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because our four-star spas, guest ranches, and resorts attract admiring visitors from around the world.
And our original restaurants draw rave reviews across the country.
Because the Science and Technology Park is creating a cutting-edge biotech corridor.
And the University of Arizona leads the nation in optics and astronomy.
And because the nation's best gem and mineral showcase brings us thousands of visitors every year.
This is My Tucson, and together we thrive.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back, Tucson. This is the Fred and Jeff Show.
Here
this is
on The Truth, 104.1.
This is Fred Ross. I'm here with my brother, Jeff.
How you doing, folks? I hope you are, once again, having a great Sunday, and thanks for tuning in.
Absolutely. And with us today is Shelley Hall from the Tucson Film Office, part of the Tucson, or the Metropolitan Tucson Convention and Visitors Bureau.
That's right.
Say that three times fast.
Yeah, I couldn't say it one
time. MTCVB, MTCVB, MTCVB.
Yeah, and if you want to, actually, if you want to see a great site, go to, it's visittucson.org.
That's correct.
And you're actually linked to that site with all the stuff. We were just talking about pictures that you guys have posted on the site and how the use of the web, the internet, has been really a nice little thing to get people to come to Tucson.
It's been instrumental.
It's a nice little thing.
It's instrumental.
Well, instrumental. Earlier you were saying that you've got production folks, or what did you call them, site?
location scouts and location managers, they start with the web nowadays, and they start looking where they think they want to go and where they're being told to look, and that might be Arizona. For example, a film called The Lone Ranger with Johnny Depp, Disney was going to make it. It's on hold right now, but they came to us, and I'd worked with their location manager on about four other different projects, and none of which filmed here. All the Pretty Horses, we worked together for about 6 months. But anyway, she knew our location, so she contacted us, and we started submitting photos electronically. Everything's electronic. When I started, sure. It was FedEx. Photos electronically for the sites that they were looking for.
So why is the movie on hold? Do you know?
Yes, because they need
to
cut.
Can't find a Lone Ranger?
No, they need to cut $30 million out of their budget.
$30 million?
Disney wants them to cut $30 million.
No, Johnny Depp is Tonto.
He's Tonto. Yeah.
Ha-ha, Fred.
I thought he was low.
You know, I'm sure he wants to play that role. He loves filming in the Southwest. He filmed American Dream in Southern Arizona. Douglas, Sharp's Ranch, what we call Sharp's Ranch in the San Rafael Valley near Patagonia.
So you guys do more, are you all Southern
Arizona?
We're
regional.
Okay.
Like the Bureau, like the Metropolitan Tucson Convention and Visitors Bureau, we're regional. We won't just pull over with a location scout in our car and say, okay, well, this is Nogales, forget it. You know, we want the film here no matter what, because it means jobs for the area. It means they're going to be spending lots of money, and they're going to be staying in hotels.
Maybe
it's in Rio Rico, but that benefits Tucson.
Sure, too. Absolutely. Because people travel. The extras, people who build the sets, I mean, they travel around. It's not,
right.
It's not like, you know, they're just getting benefit at one place.
No, the Arizona crew that worked on those old movies of the week from the 80s and the 90s, I mean, they're still around, and they'll work on any project in Arizona, in the state, that's going on. They don't just wait for it to come to Tucson.
Well, that's a good point. So Tucson, Southern Arizona, has a great group
workforce.
Of people, a great workforce that's got a lot of experience.
Oh, we do.
That's
got to
be a big plus
as
well.
Yeah, that's a big plus, too. We call it our deep crew base.
Deep
Those are the
base.
Film words that you use.
Oh, that's hilarious. So what do you think the chances are of The Lone Ranger being filmed in Tucson, if they can find that $30 million bucks?
I think if we have our incentive in place, we have a bill at the legislature in Phoenix right now.
Legislature just went in session this week.
Right, they just started this week, and Senator Nelson, who's the sponsor, he's from Litchfield Park, north of here. He's taking the bill around and getting signatures and support right now, and this would be an incentive that would bring more major studio pictures to Arizona, like The Lone Ranger.
And this bill is going to do for Southern Arizona, or for Arizona, I guess.
For the state.
What the Canadians decided to do 20-some years ago.
Exactly. And what New Mexico's been doing for about 7-8 years, and Louisiana, those two were the first two U.S. incentive programs.
So do we lose a lot of business to New
yes.
Mexico?
We've lost a lot of business to New Mexico, more than I care to think about.
Wow. So
we should boycott movies not made in Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Then we'd never get to see a movie.
310 to Yuma was made in New Mexico.
No way.
Yes,
yeah,
the
that.
Remake.
The
original
Russell
was Crowe shot here in Southern Arizona.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yes.
So this bill that's going... people can call their
legislators and say, support the film incentive bill. We want the jobs. We want the tourism benefits.
So what's the downside of the bill? Because there's always two sides to these things.
Well, you know, what happens is if a film company comes here and if they spend, they get 20% back on whatever they spend in Arizona on Arizona taxable expenditures. So if they spend $1 million, they'll get $200,000 back if they spend.
What is that? But they have to spend $1 million in tax revenue or $1 million in hotel rooms?
Hotel rooms, crew salaries,
okay.
Rental cars,
everything
catering.
Everything they spend money on.
Food.
And then the state gives them that money back.
Gives 20% of what they spend
back. And the reality is that, you know, you're giving 20% back of...
But you're keeping 80.
Yeah, and the reality is you wouldn't have any of it.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, so we got to get behind that.
Yes, get behind that. You'll be hearing more and more about it in the weeks to come.
Great. So let's talk about... I heard through the grapevine, that there's a movie that was filmed in Tucson called Goats.
That's right.
Tell us about this movie.
What grapevine was that, Jeff?
I got grapevines, Fred. Come on. Were y'all laughing? I can't have a grapevine? Am I wrong? Is there a movie?
No, you're right. Okay. We're really excited about
another
it.
Another one for Jeff. Tonto for Jeff and grapevine for Jeff.
Right about this time last year, they were getting ready to start filming, and they filmed in February. The movie stars David Duchovny and Minnie Driver and several other people. Ty Burrell from Modern Family. And
Carrie Russell.
It got into Sundance. It is so hard to get a film into Sundance. Wow. I mean, the competition is unbelievable. And they got into Sundance. It's premiering January 24th. And there will be 30,000 industry or associated industry people go to Sundance. So that film will be seen by thousands of industry people. And Tucson is featured in the film.
Right.
Almost as a character.
So tell us a little bit more about the film. The guy that wrote it,
his name is Mark Poirier. He grew up in Tucson, and he is a novelist. He lives in Connecticut now.
Of course.
And
you can't be a novelist and successful and live in Tucson. You have to move to Connecticut.
Well, no, there are successful novelists.
Oh, I
but
know.
He writes
Jenny
about...
Helenbolt is one of our favorite. Or Jennifer Lee Carroll is one of our favorites.
Oh, okay.
She's a Tucson born and raised gal.
Okay.
We'll have her on the show sometime.
Well,
she loves
coming back here, and he was very instrumental in making sure this film shot here, because they did shoot half of it in New Mexico because of their incentive, even though it's Tucson in the film.
Right.
But here they shot in the Catalina foothills in a Jostler home, beautiful Pueblo-style Jostler. They shot at Sabino Canyon when the pools were filled with water.
Wow.
They were really excited. They shot in Barrio Viejo for Mexico. So I can't wait to see it. We're going to be there promoting Tucson.
That's
we have
great.
Ads running in the trade.
What does that mean, the trade?
Oh, like the Hollywood Reporter and Variety, the magazines that cater to the industry.
That the site scouts read.
Right, and the producers. And the producers ultimately make the decisions, so, you know, they are reading it, and Tucson will be in their mind and associated with Goats. So none of us have seen the movie, so we think it's going to be good.
It's going to be a great ambassador for Southern Arizona.
Yes, yes.
That's great. But Goats is more of an independent film, though, isn't it?
It is.
It's not a big Hollywood production.
No, it's what we call a smaller film, those in the $3 to $5 million range, which Tucson has been getting a lot of in the last decade or
really?
So that I've been there.
And,
yes.
And why are those guys coming to town?
I think they don't care as much about the incentive.
They care about the craft.
Yeah, they care about the deep crew base. They care about the pristine locations. They like the film-friendly city that there were. We cater to them. We help them. The city of Tucson is open-armed. They've rented out the Tucson Convention Center as a soundstage to some of these films.
I remember there was a Stephen King movie that filmed, and they were in the basement of the TCC.
Yes, that was the ABC Disney movie of the week called Stephen King's Desperation.
Yeah, with Ron Perlman, I believe.
Exactly, it was on cable. You'll see it occasionally.
Yeah.
Look for Desperation at Bisbee in Tucson.
Right.
And so we're a very film-friendly city. Because of our past, because of our legacy, because of Bob Shelton and Jim Ferguson, and
we can get these financial incentives in line, it could really be a big boom.
Then we can get the bigger films.
Yeah.
And you know, because the little films, they don't always go anywhere, maybe straight to DVD. I mean,
right.
A lot of people work on them, which is great. It keeps the crew...
Keeps them working.
Some work, not enough.
But you know, you want to see your film on the big screen.
Yes.
I know there are a lot of films that are shot here locally by, you know, small guys. You know, there's some B horror films and that kind of stuff, and they always get a showing at the Loft, and
That's
they have
right.
these big premiere nights. But it's nice to have it distributed, and actually in theaters, you know, across the world.
That's cool. Now, Earlier during the break, you were saying that some really notable directors got their start in Tucson?
Well, actually, before we do that, I'm just very interested in something.
Oh, really,
Fred? I want some details about GOAT.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Because, you know...
Sure.
Because...
Dude, the only reason you're doing this is for the trivia question,
that's
right?
That's right. Well, I'm trying to drive to a certain point. But the Grapevine told me that some goats were... Local goats were used in this movie.
And that was no pun intended, right, Fred? Goat drive, herd. I'm just trying to herd to a certain point.
Yeah.
Get it out, Fred. Just saying. The trivia question today is if you could name the three goats that were in Goats... Right?
The three Tucson goats
that were in Goats. And where did these goats come from?
Purple Mountain Pack goats.
So Purple Mountain Pack goats here in Tucson provided the three star goats.
Right.
To Goats.
And their names are?
Well, Shelley.
Oh, you want me to say them?
Well, we haven't told anybody yet.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Pete, Repeat, and Lily.
Okay. Pete, Repeat, and Lily.
Okay, so we'll ask a question down the line. it was sort of giving me a subtle thing. Let's talk about the fun goats.
We got an hour, man. Sitton is already out in the hallway trying to get us out of here. Get out of there, Ron Stats. You got 4 hours of Dave Sitton coming up. So we just got to let people know.
All right,
Fred
fine.
At fredandjeff.com.
The first person to send me an email.
And you got to put in the subject goats.
Goats.
As opposed to roller derby.
Or say, you know, Jeff has a Grapevine. The first person to send me an email that could tell us the three names of the three local goats in the movie Goats will get a dozen roses from Mayfield Florist.
Our buddies at Mayfield Florist.
Our good buddies at Mayfield Florist.
So, okay. So, back to... You totally knocked me off my game. Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't because we were going back to directors.
Right. During the break you were saying, did you know that these guys... What? Tell us about that.
Well... George Clooney shot part of his directorial debut here.
And that movie was?
It's called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. So my husband's a little jealous of him because I've spent time with George on Three Kings and then with Confessions and,
the envy of many a Tucson woman right now.
It was fun.
And maybe
it
Ryan,
fun.
Too. He's over there giggling. Ryan's our producer. He's standing over there just chuckling away.
Then, actually, Dwight Yoakam, you know, the country western singer?
Yeah, he was also in Sling Blade. He was the bad guy in Sling Blade.
Well, he made his directorial debut here at Mezcal, the old western town near Benson that old Tucson Studios owns.
And what was the name of that movie?
That was called South of Heaven, West of Hell, and it's really terrible. I can't even... Pardon me?
I said, South of Heaven, West of Hell, I say it was the address to Fred Ronstadt's house. Okay, I'll stop picking on you.
So, and Robert Redford's son, Jamie Redford, made his directorial debut here called Spin about 6 or 7 years ago. A lot of Tucsonans worked on that film and actually had roles in the film, too, along with major stars like Dana Delaney and Ruben Blades and a few other people.
Oh, yeah, Ruben Blades is a great singer.
Yes,
he is.
He's
a great, great singer.
He's an actor, too.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Maybe he's friends with Dwight.
Beanfield War and all those movies. He's a great, great guy.
Yeah.
Another one for me. That's cool.
Okay, we're keeping score now.
So, okay, what time is it? So, all these productions, these independent films come to town. They've kind of embraced our community, our sites. We're trying to get the bigger guys to come to town. And
exactly.
We think we've got a handle on how to do that. But there's something else that's going on in town that maybe a lot of people don't know about.
Right. We also, you know, it's all about economic impact. That's why there is a Tucson Film Office at the Bureau. We're attracting dollars from outside and hotel room nights, et cetera, that
sure.
all add up. So one thing with the rise in reality television on television, we've noticed that a lot of our business is now reality television, or what we call episodic, which means episodes from television series.
Now, I know there was the guy that does the...
Man versus Food.
Exactly.
Well, yeah,
Man
but they also
food.
Did the BK Sonoran, Sonoran Dog versus...
Food Wars, I think.
Yeah, Food Wars. My buddy John Fina got to be one of the judges.
Oh.
So there's a lot of that going on in Tucson?
They've made... made Sonoran hot dogs famous.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's a lot of that going on. Discovery Channel here is here all the time. National Geographic's here all the time. Some of these shows are from the UK, so that's great promotion for Tucson. Japan is here a lot, especially during monsoon for lightning. They do documentaries on our lightning. They find it fascinating. And
that's National Geographic or the Japanese?
That's the Japanese document. But National Geographic, too, most of their shows are science and
sure.
environmental. And
oh, yeah, we have a mega huge, you know, we're the center of a lot of science here at the University of Arizona and a lot of other stuff going on.
A lot of the professors of the from the university are being interviewed all the time, and there are, so their producers call us and looking for permits for, you know, to get beauty shots at Tucson and wanting to film at Sabino Canyon or wherever, Kitt Peak, so just like I said, Discovery Channel, a lot of the food shows. In fact, a popular show on the Food Network is called Chopped, and they're coming. We're very excited about that because it's great promotion for Tucson.
What do you mean? They're coming here to film episodes?
They're coming here to film 5 episodes, and it's a survivor-like show. It's a competition.
Right.
And one thing they asked of us was, who are your local chefs who excel at grilling? So we called around Tucson Originals and other people who know food, and we sent them a long list. And so we believe that our own chefs are going to be featured on this national program.
Do you have a list of any of the chefs, or it's all under wraps?
We can't talk about it. It's everyone has signed a non-disclosure agreement.
I didn't sign one.
The
show didn't sign one.
You can tell us off the air. That's great.
I know.
And that's really cool.
We're happy about it.
And how did, now, is this just a byproduct of the film industry, the Hollywood film industry?
You know, the industry, whether it's television, commercials, feature films, there's film commissions all over the world, film offices, and we're all a member of an organization that Arthur Lowe actually started called the Association of Film Commissioners International. So scouts, producers, they know that we're here for them, and they know we all do basically the same thing for the same reasons: economic development, helping with hotels, crew, etc. And so to answer your question,
it's just a byproduct getting these episodic shows from the Discovery Channel and National Geographic, getting the Japanese.
They come for different reasons.
But you guys have a giant database where you all kind of share information.
We sent out 400 holiday cards this year for projects. That's projects just from the last year or two filmed here or were interested in filming here.
That's great.
Now, can you give us a sense, you know, we have about a minute left, of the economic impact that all this activity generates for our community?
Yes. It's about $6-7 million a year on average for my tenure here, and that's without the big studio feature film. When we did have ABC's Stephen King's movie, that was about $6 million just in itself.
Wow.
So because we've only had one feature last year here, and they filmed here for 2 weeks, and it was a smaller budget feature, they left behind about $1 million. So we're putting together impact from commercials, episodics, and the feature films.
All right, well...
Oh, I want to mention a Super Bowl commercial.
Quick, you got 30 seconds.
Skechers, filmed at the Tucson Greyhound Park, and it's supposed to be on the Super Bowl, so look for it.
Very cool.
Very nice.
That would have been a better trivia question, Fred.
No, I like the goats.
So, listen, you are one of the people that makes Tucson a great place to live. Thanks so much for being our guest. We really do. Your work is invaluable to all of us. Please keep it up.
Well, I appreciate what you two do, too. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. Okay, folks, thanks again. Enjoy Dave Sitton's 4 Hours of Power, and we'll see you next week.
Broadcasting in crystal clear FM, because the truth can't be muffled.
We are 104.1.
The Truth. KQTH FM and KQTH HD Tucson.